Edmund Walker, master after God of the galleon Wave, when his wife wasn't on deck at least, stood by the galleon's after rail and worried. That was where he always did his worrying, by and large, and he preferred to do it after sunset as well, when none of his crew could see his expression and be infected by his worries. And, of course, when Lisbet couldn't see him and offered to clout him on the ear as her own thankfully unique antidote for anxiety.
Not that she really would, in front of the crew at least. I think.
His lips twitched at the thought, but his amusement was brief, and he quickly returned to his worrying as he gazed across the dark harbor's waters at the dim lights of the Farade waterfront.
I don't care what she says, he told himself firmly. Next voyage, Lisbeth's staying home, and so is Gregor.
He didn't expect that to be an easy decision to enforce. Like at least a third, and more probably half, of the total Carisian merchant fleet, Wave and her sister ship Wind were family-owned. Edmund and his brother George were the master and first officer, respectively, of Wave, and Edmund's brother-in-law, Lewis, and Edmund's youngest brother, Michael, held the same positions aboard Wind. Family members usually formed the nucleus of the crews aboard such vessels, and Edmund's wife, Lisbeth, acted as Wave's purser. There were sound reasons for that arrangement, and under normal circumstances, when all a man had to worry about was wind, weather, shipwreck, and drowning, it didn't especially disturb Edmund's sleep. But circumstances weren't normal, not remotely normal. He leaned both hands on the rail, fingers drumming, while he frowned. Ever since the group of four's unprovoked onslaught upon Karras, tensions had run incredibly high. Well, of course they had. When the Grand Inquisitor himself connived at the destruction of an entire kingdom, merchant ships from that kingdom could expect to find themselves in what might charitably be called an uncomfortable position. Still, things hadn't seemed all that unsettled on the first voyage Edmund had made after the Battle of Darko Sound. He'd left Lisbeth home for that one, not without a battle of wills which had left him longing for something as peaceful as a hurricane, but he'd experienced no problems, really. The Telesburg Farade circuit was Wave's usual run, and the factors and merchants with whom he normally dealt here in the kingdom of Delphirac had seemed relieved to see him again. Given the quantity of goods which had built up in Farade's warehouses awaiting transshipment, not to mention all the merchants who'd been waiting for consignments from Karras, which had been delayed by the war, that probably shouldn't have been as surprising or as big a relief as it had been. Unfortunately, it had also suggested, as Lisbeth had predictably pointed out, that there was no reason she shouldn't come along on the next voyage, which she and their oldest son, Gregor, had. And he wished to heaven that he'd left both of them home again.
"It's that letter of the Archbishop's," he thought unhappily. "I can't disagree with anything he said, but that's what it is.